Street, Paul. 4 years after an inaugural parade that saw food and funds collected for the local food bank, two sisters continue to work for the noble cause. In 2020, at the peak of the pandemic, Brianna and Karina Malcolmson started an initiative they called Fashion for the Food Bank, selling t-shirts and raising funds for the St. Paul and District Food Bank. During the holiday season of that same year, they decided to venture out into the cold December air to collect food donations for the food bank, making their way through various streets in St. Paul on a handful of parade floats. Since then, they have been doing it every year. When asked what prompted them to organize their first holiday food drive, Brianna tells Lakeland This Week that it was simply the realization of how fortunate they are not to require the services provided by the food bank. There is a huge need for it in our community and we recognize that, says Brianna, adding, it is an opportunity for the sisters, and their families and friends, to give back to the community. Over the last few years, they've donated approximately $12,000 worth of food and clothing to the food bank, and their initiative has grown to involve local businesses in the community, which Brianna says she's thankful for. This year, they will be doing it again. On December 8, from 5 to 9 p.m., Santa's food drive will make its way through town. While the drive will mainly collect non-perishable food items and monetary donations, if people do want to donate clothing, we would definitely make sure it gets to the right people. This year, Brianna says they chose a route with the least amount of vehicle traffic. We will definitely try to see as many people and as much of the town as we can, but we know our time is limited, she says, speaking about the chosen route. The parade will begin in the Spring Creek neighborhood, before proceeding down 57th Street, where it will cross Main Street and make its way to 54th Avenue and down 53rd Avenue. The parade will then head south onto 48th Street, making its way past the hospital and winding past senior care facilities in the area. The parade will head east on 48th Avenue, toward École du Summit, then south toward the edge of town before heading back west along Lakeshore Drive. Then the route heads north onto 46th Avenue, and then west, as the parade makes its way toward the Clancy Richard and Cap Arenas to finish up. Organizers recommend downloading the Glimpse app to help track the drive in real time. That way, people will be able to see where we're at so that people are not standing for 2 hours waiting for the drive to come. She adds, we do try our best to make sure people can track us the whole time. The parade will be difficult to miss. Music will be playing loudly, and there will be at least 6 floats this year. We're hoping we can maybe get a couple more. Those who want to watch the parade, and those who want to donate, can simply wait along the route with their donations. It could be a single can of soup, or they can donate cash, or a check to the food bank, she explains.